This is English Through Stories. Missing Person, Episode 8, Tracing the Plates. You're listening to Missing Person, Episode 8. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. In the previous episode, Dr. Reeves, our narrator, was at the apartment of his friend and ex-girlfriend, Kathy. He explained the case of the missing woman, Sarah Pardo, and told Kathy that he had two suspects, two ex-employees of the company that Sarah Pardo and Ann Pardo's parents used to own. So he decided to go and talk to one of the ex-employees at a bar at a club near the airport. As he was driving to the airport, however, he heard on his police scanner, his police radio, a message about an accident on the freeway involving Ann Pardo. We now pick up our story, or continue the story, with Episode 8, Tracing the Plates. Be careful. She might have broken bones, the ambulance driver yelled. I arrived at the accident scene just a few minutes after the police. Anne was already in the ambulance and ready to go to the hospital. Wait just one second, I said to the police officer, closing the back door of the ambulance. I'm a friend of the victim. Can I talk to her? Okay, go ahead, she said, but hurry up. Thanks. I turned and looked at Anne. She had hurt her arm and leg, but she was awake and able to speak. Anne, I said softly. Anne, it's me, Dr. Reeves. Anne opened her eyes slowly. Dr. Reeves, what are you doing here? I heard about the accident on my police scanner. Anne, what happened? A red car, going very fast, hit me. Hit me from behind. Tried to kill me. It was difficult for her to talk. A red car, Anne? I asked, hoping to get more information. Did you see the driver? No, didn't see, but I got the license plate. 3XCW451, she said, running out of breath. Anne, that's wonderful. Good work. Thanks, Dr. Reeves. She smiled a little and touched my hand softly. Okay, buddy. You have to go now, the policewoman yelled. She needs to get to the hospital. I jumped out of the ambulance and it drove away. I got back in my car and drove to the nearest payphone. I had to find out who owned the car. Hello, police department? Yes. Get me Officer Cho. Cho was an old friend of mine. When I needed a favor, he was always willing to help. Cho, this is Darren Reeves. Yeah, look, I need some information on a car registration. License number 3XZW451. Right. I'll call you back in an hour. Thanks, Cho. You're the best. It was now 7:45 p.m., and I still needed to talk to one of the ex-employees of Pardo Computers, who worked at a club near the airport. I drove down the freeway and arrived about 20 minutes later. When I got to the club, I walked inside. The bar smelled of old beer, old cigarettes, and old men. I sat down at the bar and ordered a drink. I was here to speak to Lenny McKay, an ex-employee of Pardo Computers. Excuse me, bartender, I said to the man serving the drinks. I'm looking for Lenny. Lenny McKay. Never heard of Lenny McKay, he answered very quickly. You got the wrong place. There ain't no Lenny McKay working here. I looked into his eyes and I knew he was lying. I got up from the bar and walked to the back of the place. There was a door to the left. The door had a sign on it that said, "Do not enter." I entered. "Hey," a man yelled at me as I went into the back room. "Who are you?" "I'm looking for Lenny McKay." "Are you Lenny?" "Yeah, I'm Lenny." "Now, who are you?" he replied. "My name's Reeves. Look, I'm not here to waste your time. I just want to ask you a few questions. Now, where were you 2 days ago at about 8:30 in the morning?" "I was in Las Vegas with my girlfriend." "Ask her. She'll tell you that I was with her." I believed Lenny when he told me he was in Vegas, but I needed to be sure. "Who's your girlfriend? What's her name?" I asked. "Her name is Tanya. She's working here tonight. You can ask her." I walked over to the table and found a girl sitting by herself, drinking a beer. "Are you Tanya?" I asked. "Yeah, I'm Tanya. What do you want, bud?" "I just have a quick question for you. Where were you 2 days ago?" "Who wants to know?" "I'm investigating a girl who's gone missing, and I just want to clear someone of suspicion, that's all." "I was in Las Vegas with my boyfriend, Lenny. Lenny McKay." "That's all I needed to know. Thanks." I walked out of the bar and got back into my car. As usual, Kathy was right. Lenny wasn't involved in the kidnapping. I got back on the freeway and drove to my apartment. It was now 10:30 p.m., and I was tired. I needed to sleep before I could continue my investigation. As soon as I got into my apartment, I checked my voicemail for messages. There was only one. It was from a man with a very deep voice. The message was short but very clear. "Darren Reeves, stop trying to find Sarah Salas. If you don't stop looking for her now, you will die." The title of our episode 8 is Tracing the Plates. The plates here refers to the license plates on a car. To trace the plates, T-R-A-C-E, means to talk to the police and find out who the license plates or the car belongs to. As Dr. Reeves arrives at the scene of the accident on the freeway, the ambulance driver says, "Be careful, she may have broken bones." The ambulance is the truck that takes people who are sick and need to get to the hospital right away. It transports them. It takes them there. In the United States, most cities have a ambulance system. Usually the ambulances have what are called paramedics. And a paramedic is not a doctor, but someone who is trained, who knows something about helping people who are sick, at least until they get to the hospital. Dr. Reeves asks the police officer if he can talk to the woman. He says, "I'm a friend of the victim." A victim, V-I-C-T-I-M, is someone who has had something bad happen to them, such as a crime. You can also be a victim of a natural disaster like a hurricane or an earthquake. The police officer said, "Go ahead, but hurry up." To hurry up means, of course, to go quickly. Dr. Reeves says to Ann, "It's me." And he says this softly. To say something softly is to lower your voice and not speak loudly. Dr. Reeves asks Ann what happened, and Ann tells him that a red car going very fast hit her from behind, meaning hit the back of the car, and tried to kill her. Anne was lucky enough to get the license plate number and gives the license plate number to Dr. Reeves. The policewoman then tells Dr. Reeves that he has to go. She says, okay, buddy, you have to go now. Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, is just another word for guy or man. Technically, buddy is a friend of yours, but people also use it to mean something like guy. Like, hey, buddy. It usually has some sort of slightly negative connotation, slightly negative meaning when it's used like that. Dr. Reeves says that he jumped out of the ambulance and it drove away. To jump out of the ambulance means to get out of the ambulance quickly. He then calls from a payphone. A payphone is not very common anymore. It's where you can go and make a public telephone call. There are still payphones in the United States, but they, because everyone now has cell phones, they're not as popular. He calls the police department and says to the operator, get me Officer Cho, meaning I want to talk to Officer Cho. Get him on the line, he might say. Get him on the telephone. I want to speak with him. Officer Cho is what you would call a police officer. A police officer would be called Officer. Officer McQuillan would be a police officer named McQuillan. I'm not a police officer, of course. Dr. Reeves says that he needs some car registration information. The car registration is who the car is registered. In every state in the United States, you have to register a car that you own. And so there is a record, there's a file of your name somewhere, and every car has a license plate. Dr. Reeves tells Officer Cho that he'll call him back in an hour. He says at the end of his conversation, you're the best, meaning you're great. You are the best at what you do. Dr. Reeves then goes to the club by the airport. He goes into the bar and he asks the bartender, and the bartender is the person who works at a bar, all one word, bartender. He asks the bartender if he knows Lenny McKay, and the bartender says, I've never heard of him. There ain't no Lenny McKay working here. That expression, there ain't any or there ain't no, is an informal expression. It means the same as there isn't any, but it's very informal. Well, Dr. Reeves doesn't believe the bartender, so he goes to a door that says, do not enter, and he opens the door. Do not enter means, of course, do not go or do not open this door. Do not go through by opening this door. But he does, and he finds Lenny McKay, and he asks Lenny McKay where he was 2 days ago at 8:30 in the morning, and he says that he was in Las Vegas with his girlfriend. Las Vegas, of course, is the place where people go to gamble. And Dr. Reeves says, I believed Lenny when he told me he was in Vegas. Sometimes we call Las Vegas simply Vegas. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to Las Vegas. Same thing. Well, Dr. Reeves decides to check his story by talking to Lenny's girlfriend, Tanya. Tanya responds, what do you want, bud? B-U-D, bud, here is the same as buddy. It comes from buddy. And it's not a very polite thing to say. It has a somewhat negative meaning. Dr. Reeves asks where she was 2 days ago, and she says, who wants to know? And that's, again, a very challenging thing that you would say to someone when you don't want to tell them who you are or you want to find out why they are asking. Well, Dr. Reeves explains that he's investigating a girl who has gone missing. To go missing means, of course, that you are missing, that you cannot be found. He says he wants to clear someone of suspicion. Suspicion is when you think that someone is guilty, someone did something wrong. To clear someone from suspicion means that you are providing evidence that they didn't do anything wrong. Well, Tanya says that she was in Vegas with her boyfriend, and Dr. Reeves thanks her and then decides to drive home. When he gets home, he checks his voicemail. Voicemail, of course, is where you can leave a message on a telephone. And there's one message from a man who tells him to stop trying to find Sarah Salas, and if he doesn't, he will die. That's all for episode 8 of Missing Person. Come back again and listen to our next episode on English Through Stories. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.